Proclamation number 0397 of 4th of May, 1938. Evil thoughts. Knowing God consciously. Degree of maturity. Get away from me, you evil thoughts. Apply this sigh of impulse when you are afflicted by such, when your inner peace begins to waver, and you will be freed at once and will be able to turn to the Lord with confidence. Thus it eludes your knowledge that a respective persistence in such thoughts delivers you up to hostile power, and that you must therefore make every serious effort to escape from it. The means the enemy uses to win you are so many and varied that you truly cannot pray and wrestle enough to resist the attacks. A little word or even the smallest act of love frees you from such violence, because love is the strongest weapon against all evil. So now turn your full attention to us and listen. The being that God created remains eternally imperishable. If now the Spirit of God wants to fully dominate this being, if this being is to be nothing but a pure form of light, then the being must stand in such a degree of perfection that now the divinity can take possession of it. But each being is subject to the same law of freedom, i.e., it has perfect freedom over itself, and is now able to use this freedom rightly and to turn to the height out of completely free will. It will find the highest possible support from above and will thus be able to form itself into a godlike being. The Godhead, however, who dominates everything in the wide world space, again lets those impulses have an infinite variety of effects on man, which awaken in him the consciousness of and the urge for the divine. Because an unconscious working begins already before the being embodies itself on earth. The soul initially forms itself to a certain extent only so far that it can then accept a physical covering, and in this only now the conscious fight with the hostile forces begins. But the more the consciousness of a divine power now fills man, the easier he will find the fight against his corruptors. And in order to now reach an extraordinary degree of maturity on earth, man is to make use of divine grace, which is offered to him and flows to him continuously, if man makes an effort to do so. Everything must first be wanted by the human soul, only then it can work in it. Man is completely free to accept what the highest being itself offers him to support the struggle on earth, or to reject it and not to make use of it. What a small blessed effect the latter now has on you human children, you'll understand, because not one is able to reach such a degree of maturity, a stage of perfection, that the eternal Godhead could recover himself in this being. So you are commanded again and again to wrestle and implore the divine grace, which is granted to you unmeasured and is unspeakably beneficial to you, if you want to educate yourselves in such a way, in order to achieve eternal bliss. To be united with the Divine Father Spirit. Amen.